People need advice. You need some? You can write it in. You can remain anonymous if you want. You can call in, be anonymous, be a Jimbo if you want, or a Janebo. Or you can send in a longer one at idiots@freebeerandhotwings.com. Steve, you had one?
Yes, this text came in from Kentucky, and I think it's going to be, I think people are going to be divided by age on this one. I think that, and not necessarily in this room, but I think generally speaking, this will be.
Is Maitland going to say okay boomer to Hot Wings in a minute?
No, I don't think so. Okay. This text came in again from Kentucky. Last week at work, we had a meeting, and when I went to my locker room to change, the boss called me with a, "Where you at?" I responded, "Getting my boots on. I'll be out there in a minute." He said, "We start at 7. I can respect that, except for the fact that not a single other employee does. I'm the young guy at work, always in trouble no matter how hard I try. It makes it hard to convince myself to keep going. But from now on, I'm no longer skipping my breaks, cutting my lunch off early, or staying late unexpectedly. If a customer shows up at 2:59, I'm going to tell my boss, 'Sorry, I leave at 3. Am I handling this correctly? Do I say something?'"
I'm really torn.
Yeah.
Because it is an age thing.
It is.
Like,
I think,
for me, going into the workforce, my dad's like, "You're low man on the totem pole."
Yep.
"You're not going to get the same benefit of the doubt as everybody else."
100%.
At the same time, you shouldn't have to skip your breaks or anything else. That's part of the deal. I don't know if it's a union job or not, but either way, those are yours.
Yeah.
You are allowed to have them. Now, like my first job, I had a union job at a grocery store. And there were, like, the first week when it was crazy and the lines were from the front of the store to the back of the store, they were like, "Hey, could you skip your break? I know you're not supposed to," or whatever. And they knew they were getting risk with the union. But that's one thing. But if it's just like, "Yeah, we didn't keep enough people on the schedule," you know?
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, because he said, "Am I handling this correctly? Do I say something?" I think you are handling it correctly.
Yeah.
I don't think you should feel obligated to, like Freebeer said, skip your break, skip your lunch, come back early. You know, employment is a contract. It's a two-way contract. They tell you what they need you to do. You do that thing.
In exchange for that amount of
pay.
And then, like, you do those things.
Yeah, you don't, like, they don't get to change that.
I think I'd make an effort to be ready by 7. And even if you're the only one, I'd make sure they knew you were always there.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Don't be a baby about it. You're new. This is how it's been since the dawn of time. The new guy gets crapped on for a while. And then you prove yourself that you're not some guy who... Mm-hmm. They're testing you. That's what they do. They want to see if you're going to flame out and then just be one of a billion people that comes into a job and then goes, 2 months later, "Well, thanks for training me. I'm leaving because it's too hard."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they weed people out like that. That's how it goes.
At the same time, if he never gets off your ass and always has a double standard, that might just be a crappy place to work.
100%. Yeah. Like, some people also just have really bad bosses.
Nate, what would you tell them?
If you're out at 3, then, and your schedule says you're out at 3, you're out at 3. But also, when they say, "We start at 7, if you are scheduled 7 to 3, you're showing up at 7 and putting your boots on. If that's part of what you have to do to be ready to do that job, then yeah, show up at 7.
Yeah. I would say, like, be ready to go at 7, but then you can't expect me to be on. Like, if I'm a slave to the clock at 7, I'm a slave to it at 3 when the day is over.
Then change my start time to 6:30.
Yeah.
And I'm out at 2:30.
Right? Yeah.
If you want me to be ready, boots on, time to go at 7, I can do that, but you're going to pay me for it.
Yeah.
Now, this text is a bummer, initially. My wife and I recently lost our dog, and it has hit both of us really hard. The dog was essentially our first kid together and our son's best friend. Initially, I wanted another dog. I've never lived in a house without a dog, and initially wanted another dog in the house as soon as my wife was ready. But the longer we've gone without having a dog, the more I kind of feel like, I don't know if I want another dog. We have a busy lifestyle, and I'm unsure we can give a dog the lifestyle it deserves. But I also know having a dog in the house makes my wife feel safer when I'm not at home. I try to put her needs first, but do I express my concerns before she surprises me with a puppy?
Oh, yes. Mm. You absolutely. Mm-hmm. absolutely say something first.
Yeah, because that's a different conversation too. No, nobody in a couple should surprise anyone else with an animal.
Unless it still shouldn't be
a surprise.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even if you both were like, I can't wait to get another dog. That would be great. I mean, you're driving home from work and you see one in a ditch and you rescue it. Okay, that's one thing. But if you go, well, we've talked, you know, and then all of a sudden one just shows up with an animal and you didn't get to help pick it out or have a discussion about when it was going to happen or how old it is or anything else, that's not cool. That's not a partnership. You can't do that. It's no different than if you went, hey, honey, I didn't ask you today. You know, we talked about getting a new car, but I just went and bought one without you having an opinion. Do you like it? Like, No.
That is a good point. That's definitely, I could see what you're saying.
But yeah, you should definitely talk about it. You should bring it up.
That said, if I went home and my wife went, here's a new golden retriever puppy, I'd be like, oh, dang, I didn't get to pick him. What's his middle name? I'd be so on board. Oh, my God.
Definitely.
Think of the middle name first.
You definitely would be, yeah.
So, but
yeah, you're a little bit different in that sense.
But
I think.
You're not. I don't disagree with you, and even your comparison. Of course, it was tied to cars, and I thought that was initially stupid. But you managed to tie it in. This
I know,
time.
Right? Sometimes
nobody
they're
backed
good.
Into a boatload of dynamite or anything.
No, occasionally, they're good.
Yeah, front stole off.
This one. Hey, buds. I got a tad too drunk this weekend. Made a bit of a mistake. I got all dressed up and put on I'm getting laid underwear because I was supposed to meet up with a guy I've been sleeping with. Not dating per se, but we made some plans. I showed up at the bar and he was all over someone else. Aww. I drank my feelings away, stumbled home, and woke up the next morning with little memory of how the night had ended until I saw our Neighborhood Watch Facebook page the following morning. The post with tons of comments about a, quote, local panty dropper in the neighborhood.
A local panty dropper.
Everyone's trying to identify the woman caught on a neighbor's Ring cam popping a squat in their front yard. And rather than pulling up her panties like a big girl, she took them off and slung them slingshot style at the front porch. Now, that panty dropper is me. 100%
oh, really?
Without a doubt.
Oh, I didn't know.
Didn't see that coming.
I'm mortified, but no one else can tell because the footage isn't that clear. But now they're crowdsourcing other neighbors for more camera footage to try and find me.
Yeah.
People are saying they should call the cops. Do I DM them and call myself out? What should I do, Cassie in Birmingham?
Oh, man.
No, you lie till you die. It was never you.
Yeah, but there's going to be somebody who's going to have, like, the most updated camera with the highest resolution, and you're going to be staring right into it.
Yeah, but that guy... You'll be able to pay off with the panties.
More panties?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, hey, don't say anything.
Is this your answer for everything? Always more panties?
Yeah, kind of.
Tried to say it like that caller that time.
It's impossible to say it like that person.
I don't know, man.
Oh, boy. That would be kind of cool, though, to be the local panty dropper.
Yeah, no, yeah. You certainly don't. I don't think you preemptively tell, because once you tell if you DM the person whose house it was, you think everyone else isn't going to know at that point.
If you told me,
I'd tell everyone.
You might as well go on the Facebook post or wherever and say, hey, this was me.
Yes.
I had too much to drink. I apologize. It will never happen again. I am mortified.
Yes.
Because now you've owned it.
Yes.
But Howings is right. You tell one person, that is a secret that is burning a hole in every pocket ever.
On a lot of those, like, Facebook groups, too, you can post anonymously, too. So it'll just show up as anonymous, you know, anonymous poster 15
That's going to intensify the search, though.
Are you kidding? Yeah, that is going to bring out every detective.
Somebody who knows how to check IP addresses.
Yeah.
IP stands for it's panties.
Yeah.
Is that what that stands for?
Sometimes, yeah.
No wonder so many IT people have weird things on their desk.
You know what I learned today?
Yeah. Gee, it's panties. That's why they just say turn it off and on. They don't know anything.
Yeah.
They're just there for the panties. Huh. Have you ever been so drunk you decided to slingshot your panties at a porch?
Can't say I have.
No. I
don't think so.
I've been really, really drunk before, but I've never flung my panties my boxers, my boxer briefs. I don't think any article of clothing. I'm very protective of my clothing.
Oh.
I've never been a person that I forget what happened. Like, I might not remember every sentence.
Snooze.
But
boring.
I know. But I'm fascinated by people that get that drunk.
Mm-hmm.
That they just don't know. Like, their body is still functioning somehow, but they don't know what's going on. It's like the people that are so drunk that they drive the wrong way down an interstate.
Yeah.
And you go, how can you be so drunk that you don't know you're doing it, but you're still capable of moving in any way?
Right.
Like, you'd think if you were that drunk that you couldn't have memory, that you'd just be flat on the floor somewhere.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How do you do that?
We had one time, it was the day before school, and my sister was dropping me off. I had been staying at her house. She's older. She dropped me off at home, and when we got there, there was somebody in our driveway from my parents' house where I still lived. I was the only kid at home. And it was a car. Well, it was a person who had been in a car that was forced into the ditch across the street. And we're like, what happened? They said, well, a woman smashed into us and ran us off the road and then kept going. And it turns out someone had followed that woman. And when police came, that person had come back and they drove to that woman's house.
God, Jesus Christ.
Hey, everyone. Hummings is getting some big business calls.
Hey, Spam. Thanks. Perfect time.
At least it didn't ring on all of your devices.
Oh, my God. I know. I shut my phone off, and it immediately transferred to my laptop. I'm just, like, come on,
Howings,
man.
Howings just got woofed live on the air.
Woof.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I got raw-dogged.
But when the police got there, they went in, they knocked on the door, and they said to the woman, hey, they came back, and they told us this. Were you just involved in a traffic accident? And the woman, they said very coherently, said, no, I've been at home all afternoon. And they said, well, your car is dented and someone followed you here from this accident. She looks out and she goes, what? She had no idea that it happened.
Wow.
And she had then driven home like 3 miles after hitting that car.
That's insane.
It is.